on the 1 yard line with their backs against the wall.
This ain't a game to me. If you think it's a game, get the fuck off of this bus.
Welcome back to the Believe in Iowa State podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Carter.
And I'm your host, Cody Vanciulello.
Cody, we are at game 10 now. So now we sort of know what this team is. Obviously, with Iowa State, unfortunately, you know, we're fortunate to be 7-2, but man, 25 players out to injuries or playing injured, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying, like, if you would have thought that Iowa State would have gone 7-2, like, in preseason, that would have been a great thing for the fan base to hear. But given what we've seen out of this team, starting out 7-0 and then losing two straight games, it seems that it's been a little disappointing for the fan base. But, I mean, there is still a path for Iowa State to get into the Big 12 championship, and the path is still alive for the college football playoff if you're the Cyclones.
Yeah. No, it's definitely still out there. We just got to go and win out. Obviously, that's easier said than done. But, I mean, this team, if there's any team that can do it, it's definitely this Iowa State team. And obviously, Bo Freeler said it best himself that they hold themselves to a higher standard in the post-game interviews after the game. So they know that defensively, they know that as a higher standard. That they need to be playing at a higher standard and offensively just keep doing what they were doing in the Kansas game.
I mean, it's at best. I think we've seen, like, what the absolute worst this defense can be. Because for one of the best defenses in the country, this was a really bad game for them. But I think this should be, like, if this is as low as the defense will play, I have pretty good hopes for the Cyclones to get back on the right track and pick up a win on Saturday.
Completely agree, man. Now, enough about the Kansas game. Let's get into this Cincinnati team. So, do you happen to have the roster? But I think we're going to go a little bit through the roster to see who is going to be able to possibly be trouble for the Cyclones.
I don't right now, but I'm actually taking a look at some of the injuries that you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
Some of the injuries that were, like, mentioned in media availability with Coach Matt Campbell and the rest of the coaching staff. So Matt Campbell said that Benjamin Bramer is questionable with a leg injury. Same thing with Caleb Bacon. And then Drew Sarge is questionable as well, but we don't know what exactly it is. And obviously we know that Daniel Jackson is out for the year with the leg injury, but I have heard good things about Dylan Barrett because he did suit up to play last week. He didn't play, so.
Yeah, I heard good things about Barrett as well. So that's definitely going to be a good thing for the offensive line, who was struggling. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna share my screen. All we're gonna look through this roster real quick. We're gonna look at offensively. At some of the players. 1 second. I know this is bad.
I mean, Cincinnati, I think the main thing you're going to be looking at is the Brandon Sorsby. That's going to be the main player. And then Xavier Henderson is a pretty solid wide receiver for Cincinnati. 51 receptions for 620 yards and 4 TDs on the year. So he's definitely going to be the number one target for Brandon Sorsby, who has been playing solidly. I mean, he's got 66% completion percentage, 16 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions though.
Yeah, and you know, and last week for them was sort of uncharacteristic. The one thing that you can do with the Cincinnati Bearcats team is turn them over. I believe they turned the ball over. Yeah, they West Virginia forced 3 turnovers last week. And that's one of the main reasons why West Virginia was able to control the game and pull away. Not to mention that they have West Virginia has a very good running game. But yeah, I think just with this team, this is obviously what Cincinnati is a team that you can't take lightly. But there are some places where Iowa State can take advantage. What are you sort of looking at in this game? Like, what do you think some keys are for this game for the Cyclones to get their eighth win up there?
I think it might be time to just let the offense just go, just hang up like 30 or 40. If we saw the defense lately, I think it's time that Rocco Beck and the two wide receivers and Jalen Nolan, Jaden Higgins, they just ball out and they hang 40 on Cincinnati.
Yeah, bro, it's ball out time. I mean, these are like, at least for Jalen and Jaden, these are their last few games of their college careers. So, I mean, just, you know, ball out. You know, running backs too. It's time for them to step up and, you know, Abu. This is his time to shine. Now, I think this is about to be his time. We're about to see a very, very motivated Abu, I think, the next 3 weeks, man.
Yeah, I mean, last November, it was last year actually, it was the same case where Abu Sama found form in November, and obviously we all know Snowmageddon, but I think this is the part of the year where it's good to have those three running backs just so, like, they are going to get their moments, and I think this is going to be Abu Sama's moment to really shine.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, like, we've been saying all year there's going to be a point where one of these running backs are going to be needed, and obviously his time is now. So for me, I'm going to give my three keys offensively, and then we'll do three keys defensively. But my three keys offensively is to definitely – I think we should pass to set up the run. I think passing to set up the run is definitely going to pull those corners and safeties back. And it's definitely going to lighten up the box, and then that means that there's going to be running holes there, as long as the offensive line gets a push. So I will say that's one of my other keys. Second key is definitely we need to be more aggressive in the red zone. We got to stop kicking field goals in the red zone. So offensive line, hey man, get that push up front. Running backs, run hard, get the right reads, and yeah. Be more aggressive, and three, as always for me, start fast whenever you get the ball. Just like last week. Last week was the most ideal start that we've had in the last few weeks, man. Get that started, go down the field, score a touchdown, and make Cincinnati get on their heels.
Yeah, those are kind of the same things that I had as well. The big thing is red zone offense. If you really just play more aggressive and you have better calls, and I'd rather go for it on fourth when you're in the red zone. And even if you don't get it, it's basically like a deep punt. If you like pin a team inside the 10-yard line, I'm fine with that because, I mean, you force them to extend their drive a couple of extra yards. So I'm fine with that. But just show Cincinnati that you're going to have to do a lot more than just forcing us to settle for field goals to win the game.
Definitely, man. And I'm going to start with my defensive keys. Defensively, wrap up, tackle, first one. Because just, man, last week was rough. But, I mean, tackle, wrap. I should just say wrap up, tackle. Two, make sure that you're in the right alignment. Obviously, we had a lot of more inexperienced players, but I think they probably definitely had like a detailed week in film study. So I think definitely pay attention to your keys and your assignments to where you need to be. And three is be tough and definitely. What I want to see is more blitzes, man. We have to get some type of pass rush somehow, some way, bro. We cannot let the quarterback be back there for 10 to 15 seconds diagnosing, going through every single read, man. We have to get to him right then and there like that. We have to do something like that. So those are my three.
I mean, had those same things. Yeah. Maybe like if you incorporate more of a four lineman kind of alignment, and then you bring one of your corners in, that'd be really ideal. And Yeah, I basically want to see, but just still playing like tough, that's going to be the big thing. And you mentioned wrapping up. I think just playing simple, like keep it simple. Don't like commit anything penalties, because we've seen the last, like, also play clean, but play aggressive. I think that's the overarching thing that I want to see out of this defense, is play clean, but you still want to be aggressive, because these last couple of weeks has been very uncharacteristic, I think, penalty-wise, so just playing clean will be really good to see, but just continue to play as aggressive as possible.
Yeah, definitely. I think just overall as a collective, if we just play clean, then yeah, we'll go back to our winning ways like we were before in the beginning of the first 7 games of the season. All right, so what do you think is going to happen in this game? What do you have any predictions?
This one's going to be closer than, like, I think a lot of people predict. And that, I mean, Vegas has the line as Iowa State, a double-digit favorites. But I think it's going to be deceptively closer than expected. I think it's just because Cincinnati's going to give Iowa State some difficulties. But I think Iowa State will find a way to pull out the win ultimately. And, I mean, you're playing in primetime at Jack's Rice, and Iowa State has, I believe, 4-0 when games kick off at 6 p.m. or later. 2-0 at home.
Yeah. So I think for me, I think I'm going to go with the Vegas number. I mean, Vegas nailed it last week when we were only a 3-point favorite at Arrowhead, and Kansas ended up winning straight up. So I'm going to go with us winning 31-21.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 34-24.
Okay. I like that score. Yeah, getting to 8-2, and we'll stay alive. Let's look at some of the other games this upcoming weekend. There's a lot of games that have meaning this week.
Yeah. Starting with the Big 12, you got a Friday night matchup early on here. You've got Houston going to Arizona. Both teams are fighting to stay bowl eligible, as Houston's 4-5, Arizona's 3-6, but Arizona's 1-5 in the conference. So who would have thought that Arizona would be this bad in the in preseason?
Might only be here for one season.
Hmm.
So I don't know how. I mean, Arizona has been an absolute train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, from what they were last year, I mean, Arizona's lost 5 straight, coming from Texas Tech, and I mean, most recently getting trounced at the Bounce House by UCF.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Houston has won 3 of their last 4, and most recently, 2 weeks ago, beating Kansas State.
Yeah, I mean, that was a crazy, crazy game. And that definitely helped us when they were gaining on us, but I mean, like we said, Houston, I'm glad we're not playing them now, man, because Houston is on a roll right now. They found something with Zion Chris. Their running game is doing well. Their defense is good. So I think Houston is going to win that one. I think Houston's going to get to a bowl game.
Yeah, and I think with Houston, the way they've been winning these games, like outside of with Utah and Kansas State, those were really close games, and they just were managed to stay in it they wanted it longer than the other two did. And I mean, they're gritty wins, beating Utah 17-14 and then beating Kansas State 24-19. So that game will probably be really close. And I think Houston will find a way to get that extra play that will win them the game. That will be the difference.
Completely agree.
Speaking of Utah, they will be heading to Boulder to take on the Colorado Buffaloes at 11 a.m. on Fox. I believe this is the big noon game.
Yeah, and apparently for some reason, there are a lot of people that think that they could drop this game, but I honestly don't see it, since the quarterback that was playing last week is out for the season. I'm guessing that was because that quarterback played last week and they gave BYU a scare, but I don't think with Luke Wilson, I don't even think they have a chance in this game. I think Colorado covers this easily.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado, if you're Iowa State, obviously, you probably ideally want Colorado to drop this game, but I don't think it'll be this one. I think
right.
Colorado just has too much for Utah to handle, and I mean, Utah's going to almost get no offensive production from Wilson. I think just Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter will continue to just be the explosive duo, and Travis Hunter will continue to cement his case for the Heisman Trophy.
Definitely, man. Just with each win, I think that he gets closer and closer to clinching the Heisman.
Yep. All right, on to the 3 p.m. Window. You have the Baylor Bears taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers out in Morgantown. This one's a little interesting, but I kind of want to get your take on these two teams and where they're at in their season.
So, yeah, West Virginia came out on the road with a huge win over Cincinnati. Baylor has had a turnaround of a season after losing to Iowa State. They've been on a 3-game winning streak. These are both coaches that both these fan bases they wanted them fired. I mean, and probably some of them still do want them fired. But I mean, they've turned their seasons around. Both have a chance to maybe go 7-5, 8-4. I think this is going to be a fun game. I think the over/under is a little bit high for this one. I wasn't sure.
I'm going to take a look. The over/under is 58.5.
Yeah. So I think that's probably going to be it's probably going to come down to the last possession. I'll say like a 34-28 or 34-27, something like that.
Yeah, I would expect it to be somewhere in that ballpark. But I mean, the crazy thing is, long shot, but West Virginia is still alive for the Big 12 title race, and it's just the mosh pit of teams with two conference losses, Iowa State, Kansas State, Arizona State, and West Virginia. So West Virginia is still fighting for maybe a long shot and making it to Arlington for the Big 12 title game.
Which is unreal. Can you imagine if a 9-4 West Virginia makes the play? If things were to go their way, they would win the Big 12 at 9-4.
I mean, it would have to come down to like your CFP rankings, and I don't know about that, but that's just the chaos of the Big 12.
Right.
We mentioned these two teams earlier. This will be a prime time game on ESPN. This is the 6 p.m. game. The Arizona State Sun Devils heading to the Little Apple to take on number 16, Kansas State.
I'm really interested to see what K-State psyche is after that embarrassing loss at Houston a few weeks ago. But I think we're going to see a very focused K-State this week. And I think Cam Scadaboo, I don't know if he's injured or not, but he might be hurt. We'll see. I think this is going to be a close game. I still think K-State wins this, but I think it's going to be a closer than what people think.
Yeah, I think Arizona State's going to get Kansas State a run for their money. I mean, Kansas State is coming off the bye week, so we'll have to see how they are off the bye week, because we've seen what happens when we were off the bye week. We looked horrible. I don't know if that'll be the same tale for K-State, but Arizona State, after pulling out a close win against UCF without Cam Scadaboo, I think that boosts their confidence a little bit.
If anything we know about K-State this season, they have been consistently inconsistent. So we'll see which K-State team we get.
Into the nightcap for the Big 12, you have the Kansas Jayhawks heading into Provo to take on the number 6 BYU Cougars.
Yeah, guys, don't let that 3-6 record fool you. Kansas is legit, man. Like, they ran up and down, did whatever they want against us. And one weakness about this BYU team is their run defense. So, I mean, if Devin Neal and Jalen Daniels can get it going, hey, maybe they could pull off an upset in Provo. We'll see.
I mean, yeah, the line for this game is actually, I think it opened up as BYU only being a 3-point favorite against the Jayhawks.
Yeah, so, I mean, just with that alone, obviously Vegas knows something that we don't know. It should be interesting to see how they come out and play, but I'm definitely going to be tuning in this one.
Yeah, for sure. This will be one to tune in for, because BYU is still undefeated. They are one of four remaining undefeated teams in Division I. So they're looking to continue that streak and basically lock themselves a spot into the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, I want to take a look at the national slate because there are a few games that are of importance. I believe Tennessee and Georgia play this weekend.
Yes, they do. I have the full slate pulled up on the screen here. Gotcha. But yes, they do play. It is the 6:30 game on ABC. Tennessee visiting Stanford Stadium.
In between the hedges. Okay, that's going to be interesting. I mean, how is Georgia going to respond after getting killed at Ole Miss last week?
That's what I think as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond. But otherwise, it's sort of like a light week then. I mean, I didn't really see any other games of importance because all the other games are next week, like Indiana, Ohio State, Clemson, and Pittsburgh. Basically, every game in the conference race is that are important in conference races are next week. So this is a pretty, pretty light week. Did you have anything basketball-wise or wrestling-wise?
Actually, you missed out on something there.
What did I miss?
Number 25, Tulane, going to Navy. For the G5 race.
Tulane is number 25 in the college football playoff rankings. So, I mean, for them to stay alive, this would be huge for them. I mean, their two losses, well, now they have a bad loss against a bad OU. But they did take Kansas State to the brink, and they really should have won that game way back in week two. I mean, Tulane is sort of setting themselves up pretty nice. And Boise State is dropped a little bit in the college football playoff rankings, but they're looking to stay. It's going to be an interesting race for that group of five playoff spots.
Yeah, it's going to come down. I think right now it's just going to come down to either Boise State or whoever comes out of the American. I mean, mm-hmm. You mentioned Tulane Navy. I mean, Army's still right there for the American race. So I think I'm really interested to see how that American race plays out and see how they will match up against Boise State resume-wise.
Army's resume might get a boost since they do play Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium, I think, in a few weeks, right?
I think so. Yeah, let me just make sure.
I think next week.
Yeah, it'll be next week, but that will be such an important game for Notre Dame and Army. I think that game right there, whoever loses that game is going to be out of the playoff race.
Right.
Because Notre Dame loses, they're out because they have no conference championship race. And then for Army, they probably will take a ding that I don't think would be able to suffice, even if they went out and win the American against Boise State and how they look.
Yeah, and Boise State is going to have to come down to, I mean, they survived UNLV today, and it looks like that's probably who their opponent is going to be in the conference championship game. So it's going to be a very, very interesting finish down the line in all these conferences, and especially the Big 12. Now, do you have any basketball thoughts or any wrestling thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say, within the past week, the ladies continue to dominate. They continue to take care of business, and they actually will play tonight. They go up against St. Thomas, 6:30.
Nice.
Yeah. And then for women's basketball fans for Iowa State, if you heard the name St. Thomas, it should be familiar because, if I'm not mistaken, that was the school that last year senior guard Hannah Bellinger transferred into Iowa State from.
Yeah. So that's going to be an interesting matchup for her as she faces her former school.
No, Hannah Bellinger graduated.
She graduated from there.
She graduated last year, but that name was pretty recent. The school name, at least.
Right.
But, yeah, the ladies continue to dominate. And I actually made a joke to some of the women's basketball players that I need to see the whole team shooting threes like we're at the NBA All-Star 3-point contest. But basically, that's what this team looks like. And then for the men's side, this past Monday, they took care of business against Kansas City. Now, It was a bit of a struggle in the first half. Mm-hmm. Like, Kansas State was playing Iowa State pretty tough. But the second half, the offense adjusted. The defense continued to play defense well. And I think we're seeing great things out of this men's team. Still relatively early, so it makes sense. But if the offense can get going like it did in the second half, in like the first half, play a whole like 40 minutes like that, I think they can prepare themselves to play against a team like Auburn, who just took down Houston this past week, and Houston plays a similar style of defense like Iowa State.
Yeah, man. I think, and just the fact that they beat a Summit League team like that, because basically all Summit League teams play a similar type of ball, just like we saw with South Dakota State last year in the tournament. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they, and as you know, Kansas, if you didn't know, Kansas City is the leading vote getter to win the
This week is another week of just a lot of athletics. I mean, obviously we just mentioned the women's game tonight, the football game on Saturday, but also tomorrow night will be the second duel for the Iowa State Cyclones as they take on Navy Friday night, 7 p.m. Now with this one, I'm looking to see a much better lineup, because the lineup mm-hmm. last week was very disappointing. You had a bunch of starters out, but it was just an unacceptable result for the team. And clearly, Coach Kevin Dresser mentioned it in his media availability, talking about guys not managing their weight properly and other things like that. So from what I've heard in training, the guys are like, instead of, and like, so there was a point where they weren't actually training, but they were measuring each other's weight just to hold each other accountable for mm-hmm. Weight management, things like that. So hopefully this gets the wrestling team back on the right track, but just a bump in the road. Last week, but it's a long season, so I am not worried about the wrestling team.
Definitely. All right, Clones fans, you heard Cody. Make sure you pack out Hilton to support wrestling. So that is our Cincinnati preview. Thank you guys for joining us on the live stream through Twitter. Make sure to follow us at our handles. Matt Campbell impersonator. I'm at SciTie Guy. Make sure to follow our five different social media pages. Believe in Iowa State Podcast. BLEAV on Facebook, X, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. For Tyler Carter.
For Cody Vanciulello.
This is the Believe in Iowa State Podcast. For old clones.
Go Cyclones.
Oh.